Let me begin with the difficulty that we all have, particularly in the West, to conceive of gods and goddesses. Do they exist? And only when you use the English language, the problem comes. For instance, in Sanskrit, there is no difference between intelligence and gods. Only one word, deva. The word, the Sanskrit word deva, means God. It means intelligence. It means a shiny being. So together, they talk about there is a shiny being, and that is associated with super intelligence, and that is God or goddess. So just to use the word, then you can create the gods and goddesses, and they will come. And you can be in touch with that if you are able to see that. You know, when Jesus was arrested, Jesus said to Peter, who was trying to pull the sword and fight with the Roman soldiers, put down the sword. Those who live by sword will die by sword. And then he says, if my father had wanted, he would have sent an angel. He would have sent an angel. So angels are real, and they will give you abundant intelligence, and you can invoke them. And there is a very rich tradition in India, China, Japan, and all over the world, in Mexico, where they benefited from that knowledge. Now, as science began to evolve, and gods were considered superstitious belief, and then they don't exist. That's not true. And AI is going to prove that. And what, after all, is AI? It's only just language. And the language has to be understood in terms of word. The Bible is called the word. And with that word, God created everything. So the sounds can create everything. And if you understand what the sounds are, then you can understand the intelligence they carry. There are different intelligence, not only one intelligence, different kinds of intelligence, represented by different gods, different angels, different goddesses. And we have lost that. And the purpose of my teaching this is to reintroduce the gods and goddesses to the modern mind, to our contemporary civilization, but not in a way that traditionally we could understand them as a belief or a faith factor, but as science. Because these gods and goddesses are in the body, in different chakras and different parts of the brain. And all that you have to know fundamentally to understand, you have all the ability. You have all the ability. By virtue of your human birth, when Moses asked God, what do I do with the pharaohs? Just go and say, I am that I am. So what happens? He said, then you will appear to the pharaohs as to myself, as God. And if you say that in Hebrew, it has tremendous power. Sounds will create you of that, the power they really carry. So there are so many secrets that you will be learning in the course that I have developed to introduce back the archetypes. So Jung had a problem. Also, he handled the problem by saying this. These gods and goddesses are everywhere. They are called archetypes. And they are in the subconscious, unconscious mind. And that it can be brought through various rituals and recitations. But what I'm going to do differently is to use AI a lot. AI can be really helpful. What is AI after all? Look at ChatGPT. It is like 1,000 brains coming together. 10,000 brain coming together and creating the power that gives you access to 1,000 brains knowledge or 10,000 brains knowledge to you. You do not know anything. That's why it's called artificial intelligence, machine learning. The machine is a brain that carries 10,000 brains knowledge stored. But the biggest machine that you have, but not a machine, I should not use the word, but I can use the word with another prefix word, a live machine. We have a live machine here. And the live machine has to be activated. And if you activate it, that will beat all the computers. Because your whole, the gift of God, is in your brain. And the brain is underused when we do not even know how to activate different parts of the brain. All that you need to do is simply close your eyes. Now, we'll go to the technique right away. Close your eyes. You need to activate the whole brain. How to activate the whole brain? This is a research that I did at Harvard. And I told them that a single sound will activate the entire brain, and I knew it was proved. And I'm going to give you the sound. Focus on your brain, right, left, and the midbrain. And I'm going to give the sound, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. It is going to activate the entire brain. They have a technical term for this, and that is the global activation of the brain. What is that sound? I'm going to chant the sound where it's a single syllable. Ah, join. Go all over the brain, the frontal lobe. The left brain. The right brain. The midbrain. The back of the brain, the occipital lobe. The cerebellum. In seconds, it will activate the entire brain. And this is the research which the artificial intelligence programs have not incorporated. This technique of all has come from the yogis. This is the technique or meditation that I gave to Wayne Dyer a long time ago. Now, you can open your eyes, slowly, slowly, come back to yourself. Now, the reason why I teach this course is success in life is dependent on our intelligence. The intelligence that we acquire through labor, through academic training is very limited. There is an inbuilt mechanism within the brain. And if you understand the mechanism of just one part of the brain, which is the third eye or the pineal gland, it will open up an entirely different logic. It will open up your consciousness to see the angels, to see the gods. There's a lot of research, you know. I remember research by Dr. Strassman, how to activate the pineal gland. And as a result, you can see the vision quest. You see the angels. But then we hear, I'm going to take you further and then teach you how to converse with the angels of intelligence, the angels of wealth, the angels of relationship, all these things. So I'm very excited about it. And I also want to invite you to come and participate in this adventure. And we will be co-creator in the process. God bless.